are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. We had a great first hour. Have even a better second hour. But we got some of you on the phone line, so let's go right to the phone lines. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think we got Chuck on the line. Hey, Chuck, what's up?
Hello.
Hi, Chuck.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about my health insurance. Uh-huh. I'm a private purchaser of health insurance. I'm not through a company or nothing like that. And they told me that I got to pay $27,000 deductible before they need anything. Is that correct?
$27,000? Whoa.
Yes, it's Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Wow.
I pay $354 a month premium.
That's ridiculous.
$286 a month premium.
Oh, that is horrible.
I don't know what to do. I have tribal here in Michigan that backs everything, that pays all the copays. Well, if it wasn't for them, I'd be paying everything.
Yeah.
$27,000.
No, it's almost like you don't have health insurance. I mean, yes, there are, God forbid, some diseases that could happen, you know, God forbid, where your bills would surpass $27,000, but I have never heard of a deductible that high. It almost, you got some feedback. Turn off the radio. Turn off the radio if you can't, Chuck.
I'm here at the bridge toll. I got good faces.
Okay. Yeah. Pick me up. Yeah, pick me up a chicken sandwich, please. Okay. Well, can I ask you, what are your medical conditions that the underwriter
nothing
had to?
Nothing. It's just regular. My kids and my wife and myself, and you know, there's nothing that my son has asthma, but there's really nothing. You know, I bought this insurance company through ehealth.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And how old are you, Chuck?
I don't know.
Chuck, how old are you?
51.
Wow. I mean, it's almost like they don't want your business, or they just want premiums, and just $27,000, I have not heard of a deductible. I mean, we just changed insurance companies, and my deductible is $2,500, and I'm, you know, complaining and moaning about that one. Now, do you have out there in Michigan, I'm sure you do, where you have these insurance brokers that will take a look at your family, get the underwriter will get the statistics, like, you know, the asthma and the age, et cetera, who smokes, who doesn't, and then what they do is they price shop for you? I'm wondering if you may need one of these brokers, and I don't think you pay them. I think they get their commission from the insurance company, but maybe do that. It sounds like you need someone to help you navigate through these insurance companies. We use somebody out here in Nevada. I use NevadaBenefits.com, and these guys, and I'm not doing a commercial for them. It's just that's how they helped me. I gave them my age, 22, my husband's age, my kid's age. I told them about our medical issues, and then what they did is they got quotes from Blue Cross, United, Sierra, and et cetera, and then we were able to pick which would be the cheaper of the choices or the cheapest. I would probably suggest that because it sounds like you're really getting taken with a $27,000 deductible. That's horrible.
I don't understand. Am I still on there? I don't understand why they, you know, maybe I'm reading it wrong or something like that, but I went to my contract help, these people that look at the bill for me, and they decide what they have to pay, and they say, okay, here's what we pay. And here's what they pay, which is zero. And then they said down here, they show a $27,000 number.
And it may be, and it could also be, it could be a mistake, it could be a misprint. I mean, there was a weather girl, or a meteorologist the other day showing that the weather was 775 degrees. I mean, there are misprints that happen in places where you would not suspect. My suggestion is go and talk to your Blue Cross representative, confirm it, and if they said, yes, you're paying $350 a month for a plan that won't kick in till you throw in $27,000, then you may need to price out for a new plan.
Yeah, because I talked to them today and they said that exactly.
That's horrible. And I'm sorry, but I think this was all accelerated by Obamacare. You know, insurance companies are covering less and less. I don't see how the Affordable Health Care Plan helped us with the situation.
Yeah, and the Supreme Court's going to try to take parts of it away. You know, it's going to be a big mess before it's all over.
It is.
If it ever gets resolved. Thank you for your time.
Oh, no problem.
Go ahead.
No problem, Chuck. What I was going to say is email me. Go to my website, and if you want, there's a direct email where if you do have any information you want to scan, I could take a look at it and see what the plan looks like, and I'll shoot you a note back, okay?
Yeah, also, I talked to you the other day about my leg problem. I'm the same guy that you talked to about the leg.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm the same person, my insurance company won't cover any. I'm going to go see a chiropractor tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You were the one that had the colonoscopy. You had the colonoscopy,
right.
And after that, having back pain. Absolutely. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And like I said, if not, if you're, you know, I love the idea of an MRI. It's just if your insurance company doesn't cover it, you know, that MRIs could be expensive. But it would be nice to see what's going on disc-wise with your back. All right, Chuck, they're making me go on to break soon. But God bless you.
Okay.
And keep
great.
Me posted what's going on with your insurance, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You take care, and thank you for your time.
Anytime. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think our healthcare crisis is, I think, beyond repair at this point. How do you get an insurance company to go back to a $100 or $200 a month type of scenario, which I don't think I've ever seen it from a private standpoint. I've always had to purchase private insurance, even group. I don't think we were able to get it down to 100 or 200 a person, but I don't see how we could go back. The pendulum is so far extreme to the left, I may say, and I don't think we could recoup. I mean, these insurance companies are saying, fine, I'll give you what you want. You'll get that physical, you'll get that mammogram, but we ain't covering nothing else. And a $27,000 deductible for a family. I mean, I understand that many of us will probably need to get these policies with high deductibles, these catastrophic insurance policies. I get that. I can't tell if we're going on break.
Storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 22nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,570.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.27, $805.14 for a half ounce, or $402.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,601.27, $805.14, and $402.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was a huge tanker crash and I guess a chemical spill on a major highway, the I-15, between California and Nevada, actually right near state line. They called it Desert Carmageddon today. I actually have to drive out to Los Angeles tomorrow. My brother's getting married. I'm so excited for him. Great girl. Don't worry, shave my legs, I'll look good. I'll make sure I look good. But anyway, I mean, this was a huge artery, and I guess they had to close down both sides, both lanes, and this was huge for Vegas, because, you know, we kind of need people coming in Friday night to Las Vegas. Right, that's pretty important, okay? That's how we live and we survive. Alright, that I-15 is in a major artery. I'm trying to find out what actually the chemical spill was. Alright, especially since many of us, hazardous materials. It was industrial corrosive called ferric chloride. So they had to neutralize and remove 4,100 gallons of liquid industrial corrosive. Then they needed to make sure nobody inhaled it, so people had to turn back. Now, I don't know if any of you live in Los Angeles and travel, you know, to California. If you only stop to, you know, Tinkle or 10-100, you can probably do the drive in about 3 hours and 45 minutes from Santa Monica through. San Diego, of course, longer. San Francisco, a lot longer. But L.A., to Vegas, you could probably do it in about 4 hours. You know, in my prime, I could do it in 3 hours and 45 minutes, but I had a much bigger bladder, less prolapsed. It was easier to do. So when you try to drive into Nevada, all right, by the time you're at state line, you're only 40 miles away from the strip, which means you've already done 3 hours or three and a half hours, I should say, of your trip. So when they make you turn back and then try to go through Searchlight or some other cities, it is an absolute mess. So people have been waiting in line. You know, I'm from what I understand, I think the road is starting to open up. But for any of you that are on the road right now listening, I feel bad for you. And I call in. I'd love to know where we're at. Well, I don't know if many of you are hearing me live. Many of you are going to hear me late tonight. But 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of people waiting, there was a woman who went to the Walmart restroom. This occurred in Monticello, Kentucky. And I guess she sat, and it was super glue. There was super glue. And she was stuck for at least an hour. Of course, emergency medical services had to help her. All right, and luckily they were able to take her off after a whole hour. See, what's good about that is, you know, when people get stuck, you always worry, well, what if they have to go to the bathroom? What do they do? Well, luckily with her, she was on the toilet. So if she had to go to the bathroom, she could just go. Right? Yeah. Let me see. Chief Ralph Minyard of the police department said, we are looking at it right now. I wouldn't be prepared to say if it was accidental or intentional. The woman was taken to a local hospital to be checked out. How embarrassing for her. Poor thing. Police said an investigation was underway with no reported suspects. The incident was suspected as more than curious for one reason. That the super glue, yeah, that's my thing. The super glue is fast drying. I use super glue a lot in my house for everything. Anything that needs to be done, I super glue, right? You know, my bra is slipping, dress is slipping, I super glue. And I notice that it really kicks in pretty quickly, which means whoever decided to super glue that toilet had to have been right there. I mean, how could she not see the person? And don't you think they could look at cameras? All right, anyway, the adhesive, a single square inch, of which can hold more than a ton of weight, depending on the brand, also will burn the skin if a large amount of glue is in contact. This apparently is not the first Walmart seat lined with super glue. Remember there was a gentleman who was sitting on a toilet in Maryland last year? Remember that? And then it had to be removed. What removes super glue? I think nail polish remover, acetone. The only problem is the super glue is very caustic to the skin, so I don't want you acetoning at home because you could actually make things worse. Now, Dermabond, which is an adhesive, which was inspired by super glue that we use for wounds, it sticks pretty quickly. If ever there's an issue, we were taught to use acetone. The problem is, somebody was lacerated, we glue them, and now we're using acetone because we put too much glue, or the glue, you know, glued people's fingers together, etc. All right, so let's see. The offender could face second degree assault charges. The gentleman, the person caught in the Maryland case, the gentleman received minor injuries to his buttocks. Oh, there it is. Look, see? They say acetone from nail polish remover is a common method, along with warm soapy water, of unbinding the sticky glue. See? I love it when these articles agree with Dr. Dahlia. Thank you. So what should you do? How do you protect your tushy from this? Again, seat covers. Seat covers are crucial, but I got to tell you, some states don't have seat covers. California, I think it's a law. Every bathroom has a seat cover, if you notice, in California. There's seat covers everywhere, even for the sink, seat covers everywhere, even for the desks at school. But there's some cities where there's no seat covers. I think New York is a biggie. I was very frustrated when I was in New York that there were no seat covers. And you all know how I feel about seat covers and sitting on something dirty. I don't really like it at all. I complain about it, and then you all have to hear about it. If I have to sit on a dirty toilet seat, you all have to hear about it the next day. Not good. Not good at all. So, I guess look before you squat or squat instead of sit. That's rough. That's very rough. Very, and how embarrassing. Can you imagine sitting there? You know, and if there's no female EMS, you know, then the males have to, and you're like, okay, I'm going to cover my, here's my butt. Here's, not to mention, well, you know what? I would have flushed. I would have tried to reach over and flush. Right, because I would not have wanted to sit there in a smelly, you know, restroom and then them see what I did. You know, if it was number one or number two. Yeah, that's tough. Oh, that's horrible. Gosh, poor thing. Absolutely poor thing. Well, we were talking about the bus monitor in New York, Miss Klein, and now I believe her vacation fund that a do-gooder had started, I guess, is already over $500,000. I think we're up to $550,000. And she was the one that was ridiculed by eighth graders. Apparently, two of the middle school students have apologized to her. She can't believe that people would have already raised that kind of money for her. She was also offered today by Southwest Airlines nine round trip tickets for free to Disneyland, and she could take nine of her friends to Disneyland, all paid by Southwest. That's cool. See, I like Southwest. Does Southwest charge for bags? Yeah. See, they got my business. Southwest, if they do a direct flight and don't charge for suitcases, they're on my happy list. I gotta tell you, I still want to know what's gonna be happening with these chairs that these seats that the Airbus is gonna monitor. We talked about that a few days ago. Remember how Airbus is going to now charge for a larger seat, but in order to fit the larger seat into the plane, the two seats next to it, the window and the middle seat are going to have to be smaller. Right now, I guess the seats on an Airbus 320 are 18 inches each. So what they're going to do is they're going to take the aisle seat, expand it to 20 inches in some rows. Person has to pay more for that. And then the two people traveling next to that person in 17-inch seat get 1 inch less, 17-inch. And I think they're paying the same. I don't know how that's going to turn out. I don't know where that's going to go because no one's going to want to sit already in a smaller seat. I mean, we're already crammed. So I'm just not a huge fan at all of airplanes and airlines and, you know, toilet. Oh, talk about the toilet seats on an airplane. That's not good. Okay, when we come back, we have a lot to talk about. It looks like people can be trained to forget bad memories in a potential breakthrough. So for those of you that don't like the Dr. Dahlia Show and are trying to get back the hour of your life, there is a way, I guess, in science now, where they can recoup your memory, or they can erase that memory of the Dr. Dahlia Show. It looks like 6 out of 10 people wake up grumpy in the morning. And then a couple interesting lawsuit stories. I guess parents want to sue the Los Angeles School District because their kid made valedictorian and not salutatorian. I am really sick of these lawsuits. Oh, by the way, George Washington's copy of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, remember we talked about that, was up for auction, sold for $10 million. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's amazing is I bet George Washington actually read the Bill of Rights and Constitution, knew what they stood for. Yeah, I bet he was. I know, unlike some other presidents, and he actually probably, I'm sure that copy was pretty well used and pretty well read. All right. Looks like we're coming up a break, though. Because I don't know if I can hear the music or not. I know last break I was talking through the music. I know. See, don't radio hosts sound stupid when they keep talking and they talk and the music comes on and they keep talking and you're like, she's going to shut up now. Is she going to shut up? Shut up. All right. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, and keep this show going alive by downloading the Droid app. Yes, my app, the Dr. Dahlia Show app, allows you to listen to the last 3 hours of the show that we broadcast, plus hooks you up with podcast archives as well as the other GCN hosts. I think we have a little competition here on who can get the most downloads, and I know me kind of, I think I'm the only girl Am I the only girl? All right. Yeah, I got to show these men that I got listeners. But Dr. Dahlia, we really don't listen. Well, pretend. Okay. Download the app. It's for Droid. It's free. Go to my website. There's a link, direct link, on how you can download the Droid app. And you can listen to Dr. Dahlia anytime you want. Still, though, please listen to your local talk station or XM. I am very grateful they air the show. But sometimes you need more. You're like, wait, I need Dr. Dahlia to repeat that. That was such crucial information. I learned so much from that piece. It was such a meaty segment. Then you could bring your phone home, show the wife, and play that piece. I'm hoping. I think that's what the app does. So, very important thing to do. That's your homework. You have to download the app. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow me on Facebook. So, what's this? Oh, I just lost it. Okay, darn. I just X'd out. Anyway, Checkpoint of the Future. Did you guys hear about this? All right. This is going to be cool. That in Dallas, all right, there's a terminal being renovated at Love Field, and contractors are installing 500 high-definition security cameras sharp enough to read a license plate or a logo on the shirt. And what these cameras are going to do, from what I understand, is follow you through from the parking garage to the gates to the tarmac. And this is supposed to be the wave of the future, where you will actually be able to speedily go through the airport. All right. And I guess they're going to try it out at Love Field in Dallas. All right. Sorry. No, not Dallas, Fort Worth. Is Love Field in Dallas, Fort Worth? Is that Dallas, Fort Worth? I'll have to ask Donovan on that one. All right. Maybe Scott. We got Donovan and Scott working the dials. They're the ones that do all my intelligence. You know, the Dr. Dahlia Show needs intelligence, and they're the ones that provide it. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. What are they going to do? All right, this is the first step in creating what the airline industry would like to see at airports worldwide, a security apparatus that would scrutinize passengers more thoroughly but less intrusively and in a faster fashion than now. Yes, please, can it go faster? All right, it's part of what the International Air Transportation Association, or the IATA, which represents airlines globally, the checkpoint of the future. They say the goal is for flyers to move almost nonstop through security from the curb to the gate, in contrast to repeated security stops and log jams at checkpoints. I got to tell you, I cannot stand getting to the airport hours early. I don't have a lot of faults, I don't think, all right? I just don't have a lot of talent, which, okay? But the one thing that I have a very difficult time with is wasting time. I have so much to do. I do so much. I always have things that need to be done, whether it be a report or working on my book or dealing with the office or writing the next show or writing a love letter to my husband, that I don't want to waste 2 hours at an airport when I don't have to, just because they want you to plan ahead for lines. I don't like standing in lines, and it's not because I'm hyperactive. It's just there's other things I could be doing. I have things to do. And when you fly, you're already losing that time traveling. So why add an extra 2 hours to your commute? That's how I look at it. And so if, you know, I remember going to the airport. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have McCarran Airport. And I used to take a full load of classes, and I used to work. Well, to take off work and lose, what was I making? I was making $4.50 an hour, I think, at the time. I was making $4, that was a Jack in the Box, and I think at the EPA I was making $7 an hour. I don't remember. All right, whatever was just barely above minimum wage. And if I had to take off an hour or two, that would be a significant drop in my paycheck. So I would leave for the airport probably 45 minutes before the flight left. And I remember I would usually be the last one on the plane, and the gate would close behind me. And it was wonderful. It was, I mean, I knew that airport, I had it down. And of course, that was way before September 11th. I mean, that was, you know, in the early 90s. And I would just, you know, leap onto the plane, grab my seat, and I wouldn't have to take off an extra couple hours of work. I loved it. And I saved the $12. You know, and that was significant, a really significant part of my paycheck. And so I can't stand taking off work early, you know, losing the whole day. It just bothers me. It's not very time effective and cost effective. So anyway, I think it's cool. So they say here, after checking the luggage, passengers would identify themselves with fingerprints or irises to prove they have an electronic ticket. That is way cool. Passengers would walk with their carry-ons through a screening tunnel where they'd undergo electronic scrutiny. Okay, now I hope there's not a lot of radiation with this one. Replacing what now happens at three different stops as they're scanned for metal objects, non-metallic items, explosives. My IUD always messes them up. Ma'am, can you please, you have some metal. Can you extract it, please? No, I can't really extract it. I'll need some Kleenex, though. Do you have some Kleenex? Can I also do this in private, please? It's an IUD. No. Passengers, okay, what else would passengers do? Oh, passengers would, and again, they're trying this out right now in Love Field in Dallas. Passengers would no longer have to empty carry-ons of liquids and laptops before putting them on conveyor belts for x-ray scans. They could keep their belts, shoes, and bra on. I always have taken off the bra. I don't know why. The underwire, probably. See, I can't wear the bras that just have a little simple underwire. I mean, I have netting, barbed wire. What do they use in The Deadliest Catch for those pods? I need that type of metal for support. It just, that's what happened with two kids and breastfeeding. I'm sorry to paint such an ugly picture. But, it's, I mean, my underwire bras set off all the alarms, so I have to sit there and take the bra off. But don't worry, I do it Flashdance style. First when there's nothing. So I do that, and I sing the Flashdance song. What a feeling! And then I fling the bra. And of course it clings. It's not very sexy. My poor husband is so embarrassed. Anyway, okay, what else? Okay, passengers would no longer have to empty carry-ons because of that. They could avoid a backlog at full body scanners and a finger swab for explosive residue. Oh, have you guys ever been done the finger swab? Make sure you bend over appropriately. Sorry. Is the boss there? No. Okay, it's good. Okay, the changing tab, the finger swab. All right, pepsir swab. If screeners notice anything suspicious, a passenger would be asked to pull his pants back on and possibly go to the side and be patted down. But otherwise, passengers are supposed to reach their gates faster. And machines that accomplish each part of this transformation already exist or are in development. Oh, that's nice. Yes, I am reading this. I'm reading this. Who gets credit for this? What, you think this all came from memory? DigTriad.com. No, WFMY News. WFMY News. Yes, good for them. Okay. Let me see. The FAA projects the number of passengers flying inside the U.S. will be nearly double in the next 20 years to 1.2 billion. See, you know why I like this as a doctor is when you're standing in line, they're coughing. People are coughing. They're sneezing on you. It's really important to have that movement. And I've already told you how to protect yourself on a plane from colds. Have that air conditioning, your little air conditioning vent be right in front of your face so it kind of blows things away to your kid next to you. Then your kid gets sick, and then he turns around and gets you sick anyway. But, you know, at least you aren't the primary carrier. And let's see. Okay, what else do I want to say? Okay, I like it. All right, so now they're saying this is good. You know they have a fast pass for $100. Customs and Border Protection has a similar program for foreign travelers called Global Entry, which also qualifies flyers for pre-check, right? So for $100, they get to go quickly. You know, this iris scan is cool. I mean, I'm sure it could read through, your contacts. I'm sure it could do that. My worries are they're going to charge even more than what they charge already for these crappy flights. I mean, already these flights are, I don't know how much. There's no food. You barely get peanuts. The cocktail card, you have to pay for the cocktails. Not that I would order cocktails. And, you know, you get soda that you drink, you know, pretty quickly. And then trying to get a second. Try to get seconds on soda. It's impossible on these flights. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Thank you. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you are listening to me live. Some of you are going to be listening to a delayed show, so I apologize if this isn't breaking news. But for right now, for when I am broadcasting, this is breaking news. Jerry Sandusky has been convicted of 45 counts of child sex abuse today and does face spending the rest of life of his life in state prison. What was kind of interesting is that I was just in the previous hour talking about how the jury was sequestered and we were coming up on a weekend, and for the jury to be with no cell phone, no contact with their family, except in rare instances where they could, you know, go through the court officials, no TV, nothing. And to go through the weekend, I was wondering if some of the jurors are going to say, I got to get back to my kids, whatever. And we spent a significant amount of time. I just couldn't see people on the jury want to be sequestered over the weekend, which, you know, by the way, I think is a flaw in our justice system, because if somebody wants to get home, you know, and I'm sure many do, especially if you have children and you're looking at possibly being sequestered for the weekend. You know, I'm wondering if people say, to heck with this, whatever, majority rules, let's do it. But I think most of us saw this coming. So anyway, 45 counts. Apparently Sandusky's attorney, Joseph Amendola, asked Judge John Cleland to allow Sandusky to be released on house arrest. He said no. Bail is revoked. Mr. Sandusky is remanded to the custody of the sheriff. He was immediately led out of the courthouse in handcuffs as a large crowd of onlookers had cheered. He's 68 years old. Longtime defensive coordinator at Penn State, had been accused of abusing 10 boys over 15 years. His son, Matt Sandusky, had come forward the day before, but already the jury was in deliberation, so they couldn't use that testimony. All right. Apparently, several of the counts are mandated felonies, meaning Cleland has no discretion in sentencing. I guess NBC News has reported that he faces a minimum of 60 years in prison. Let me see. I'm just kind of reading this as we go. All right. So, yeah, I guess the jurors then get to go home, right? Okay. Yeah. They deliberated for 2 days, but I was just, we were talking about, I guess we got some feedback from emails on how to get out of jury duty. I don't want anybody getting out of jury duty. I think it's our civic duty. We need intelligent people to be on the jury. I mean, our justice system, thank God we have it. Yes, there's flaws, but we are very fortunate to be able to have a trial by our peers. So no, I do not want people flaking out on jury duty, but I can see why when you tell a jury that they're going to be sequestered with nothing, no phone, TV, you can't even have contact with other jurors, so you're basically kind of imprisoned in your hotel room, right? And, you know, hoping everything's okay on the other side. I think that would drive a lot of us crazy. But looks like they quickly came to a verdict then this evening so they could go home, okay? So we will give you more information as we find out more of the sentencing. But that was breaking news. All right. Whew. I tell you, 45 counts. It just blows your mind that this could have gone on that long. You know, and you know, people have written me and spoken with me going, well, you know, Dahlia, did McQuarrie do wrong? You know, where did people go wrong? What would, you know, was it the shock? I don't know. I mean, I think when you look back, he could have probably been stopped in multiple different ways. I think if you look back, absolutely. But I think this is a subject, and we discussed this when the case first surfaced, and people were asking, why wouldn't somebody go to the police? Now, me as a doctor, it's very easy. I work with the police very often. If there's a child abuse case, when I was dealing with prisoners in the hospital and in the ER, you know, I don't have a problem. It's second nature to me. I don't have a problem calling the police in. What do you want me to do? You want me to file a report? Do you want to come in and take a look? Whatever. Very easy. Very simple, but for a lot of other people who just are going about their day and then they see something odd And it would seem common sense. Okay, well then pick up a phone and call the police. But I think, like in, you know, McQuarrie's case, I think he was just in shock. And I mean, he called his father and then I believe he went to Paterno. And yes, he probably should have called the police. Absolutely. And I don't know if they're going to file charges against him or not. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he was in absolute shock. And, you know, nobody expects to see that. You know, me in the medical profession or people in you know, that do police work and our first responders, God bless all of them, you know, we expect to see things like this. Our military expects to see horrific scenes. And we're kind of prepped on what you do if you see that. You know, I mean, as a doctor, you aren't really supposed to look shocked. When somebody tells you that, you know, they committed a sex act with their broom and it broke off and now they splintered and you need to remove the splinters, we are taught and trained that you don't look at them with a sense of horror or you don't start giggling in their face. Okay, we're trained to not do that and go, okay, yeah, it happens. All right, well, you know, bend over and, you know, it's going to take a couple hours. Yeah, you know, but... You know, most other people, I think, like in McQuarrie's case, I think he was just shocked. So he makes a bunch of noise. So, you know, he knows that he was seen and he, I guess he flees. And, you know, it's unfortunate because you look back and go, something could have been done right then and there. You know, and it is, it's a horrible, horrible case. And, you know, we have 10, you know, people that came forward. 10 boys. Was it only 10? Were there more? And then whenever I see this, I assume that something else is going on elsewhere in this world. I doubt Jerry Sandusky is the only one doing this, right? Somebody who could be high profile, using his power, taking vulnerable victims, and it's absolutely frightening. And I think there are people out there that don't tell. I think victims themselves don't tell. They're in shock. They're embarrassed. They just don't know better. They don't know how. Do I call 911? Do I walk into a police department? What do I say? Are they going to make me take off my clothes? Are they going to take pictures of my body parts? Remember, I mean, you know, many people that aren't very educated on the process are going to be very scared and intimidated by that. And they're going to be like, no, I don't want to testify. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want it in writing. I don't want people to know. You know, everybody was asking, why didn't these victims come, you know, confront Sandusky? Why didn't they come forward sooner? You know, how many of you in that situation would? Now, me, I'm very loud-mouthed, and I'm, you know, very vocal, and you all, you know, hear about my personal issues all the time anyway, so I think it would be easier for me, but I mean, really think about it. If something like that happened to you in a shower, and you were just a boy, most likely, and I'm not saying it's right, but I could understand and empathize why some of these kids are like, I want to forget it ever happened. I do not want to hash it out on paper, you know, and go up against this huge, you know, beluga man. So I think the intimidation factor with each victim caused more victims to eventually be assaulted. And so many areas, so many crossroads in this, when you look in the history of this, there could have been something done. And I think that completely frightens us. And it's a shame. But it looks like justice is served, and we'll find out more about the sentencing. And I apologize if this isn't as breaking news as it is right now, because like I said, we're live right now, and many of you are probably hearing a delayed program. By the way, if you do want to hear any of our previous shows, or if you want to listen to Dr. Dahlia on demand, please download our app. We have a Droid app now. If you have a Droid, it's free, or go to my website and you can download the app there or listen on demand. And please also follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. This way, when we get breaking news, which may be before my show, I'll make sure I put it up on Facebook. I'm always on the computer. I'm on the computer so darn much that my eyes are getting tired. I'm already shopping for reading glasses. Already getting the reading glasses, them reading glasses. All right, guys, have a very healthy and safe rest of the day. If you could stay on board with us for another hour, please do. If not, God bless you, and talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.